Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and this night and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, we approach the throne of grace and come to you humbling ourselves and lift our mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to thank you and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and love. Just to thank you and praising you. Excuse me. Just to thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, I decrease in the spirit of the Lord in me, increase. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anoint this vessel of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank we're banning the people's heart to see thy word in spirit and in truth. We ban up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. If you have a Bible, then I can open up to the book of Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amos 3:3 says, Can two walk together except they be agreed? Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. We thank God for the opportunity here tonight to come forth and bring forth the word of God. Just for the next few minutes, I need that you pray for us and with us. We want to talk about decreeing the word of God over your life, and God will back it up. Decree the word of God over your life, and God will back it up. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the kingdom of God is voice activated. Believer, the word of God was created for you to speak in order to change reality. I'm going to say that again. The kingdom of God is voice activated. When we looked at the book of Genesis, where God spoke, the world was void and without form. God spoke and said, let there be light. And light came forth. You see, we as followers of Christ, believers in Christ, followers of Jesus Christ, we have that same authority because of the Spirit of God that lives within us. But we must speak forth the word. We can't keep our mouth shut. We must speak it so the word can create what was spoken. When we look at Hallelujah. When we look at the word of God in the book of Hebrews 4:12, it says, for the word of God is alive, is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yes, you must open your mouth as a child of God and speak God's word into being so that it can create and establish what was spoken by the Holy Spirit. Again, beloved, we are reminded that the word decree means it is an official order issued by a legal authority. As a child of God, it is necessary to understand the power of words if you are going to understand how God's kingdom operates and how you are designed to function in it. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must understand that it is necessary, vital, to understand the power of words. If you are going to understand how God's kingdom operates and how you are designed to function in it. Yes, we as followers of Jesus, we as small g, little God, in the kingdom of God, open up our mouth, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So believer in Christ, a prophetic decree, it unlocks the kingdom of God resources. You see, your words will change the atmosphere. Your words will touch. Your words, under the unction of the Holy Spirit, will bring forth breakthrough and breakthrough opposition and shift situations into alignment with God's will and purpose for your life. Yes, beloved, a prophetic decree is very powerful because it flows from the recognition that we are our Father's royal sons and daughters, and we carry his kingly authority in Jesus' name. Yes, God have chosen you for such a time as this. We have not chosen him, but he have chosen us. Hallelujah. People of God, a decree is more powerful when it's announced. So what are you decreeing today in 2023? As a believer in Christ, child of God, the more scripture that you have inside of you, the more immovable, and unshakable you become. I'm going to say that again because it's better to be repeated and take note of. As a child of God, a follower of Christ, the more scripture that you have inside of you, the more immovable and unshakable you become in 2023. You see, God's word was meant to be spoken out loudly and done every day on a continuous basis. God's word is powerful. God's word, again, is alive, is a living word, is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the discerning asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Again, tonight we are talking about here to decree the word of God as a born-again believer over your life, and God will back it up. He will establish it for you. Hallelujah. Child of God, the more that we practice, the more that we speak the word of God in our lives, the more that we become confident of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? So, child of God, the words you speak has the power to create. I'm talking about God's word. I'm talking about the anointed word of God. I'm talking about the word of God that will create Bible says, if we believe, we shall receive. So if we believe what we speak and don't doubt it, hallelujah, it shall come to pass. What God speaks, hallelujah, if he said it, it shall come to pass in our lives. So all we have to do is stretch out in faith, believe God, shake off that unbelief, that doubt. Shake it off. Hallelujah. Be firmly established on God's word. Speak God's word according to his will for our lives. Speak what God, say what God said about every situation that you encounter in life in 2023. So believer in Christ, it is time for you as a follower of Jesus Christ to intentionally speak what you want to create and speak the promises of God in order to bring the manifestation of them in your life. You see, the word of God, the promises of God in him is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. You see, words create life and words create death. We are reminded again in Proverbs 18, verse 21, that in life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Also here in the book of Proverbs 16:24, it says that pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bone. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bone. Speaking the word of God out loudly and decreeing it over your life today in 2023 is so vital, important to do on a daily basis. So believer in Christ, you have been given the authority from Jesus Christ, excuse me, the author and finisher of your faith, to make decrees into your realm of influence. And as you do it, you begin to create the will of God in your life, in the spiritual realm. This is better to be repeated and said for us to meditate on the word of God. So believer in Christ, follower of Jesus, you have been given the authority from Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, to make decrees into your realm of influence. And as you do it, you begin to create the will of God, the will of God in your life, in the spiritual realm, the purpose that you have been created for. Also here in the book of Isaiah 55, verse 11, it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void or empty, but it shall accomplish that will, that which I please, and it shall prosper in the way whereto I send it. This is God speaking through the prophet Isaiah. And he said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Remember what I said earlier in the book of Genesis, when God spoke, when the world was without form and void, it was in darkness. God spoke and said, let there be light, and light appeared. Hallelujah. What a blessing to know that that same credit power abide in us as born-again believers of Christ. And God said that it shall prosper in the things whereto God send it. So child of God, as you decree God's word and will over your life, the awesome power of the Holy Spirit is released to bring it to pass in your life in 2023. Also, beloved, we have angels on assignment, and they will respond to the word of life spoken by us as being followers of Christ. Yes, decreeing a thing, and the Lord will establish it in your life. In other words, he'll back it up. He'll back up what it said according to his word. Child of God, one of the most powerful things you can do to transform your life in 2023, it is to speak and decree scriptures into whatever area of life you are struggling the most with. You see, speaking their decrees will change your belief. Beloved, what happens when you decree a thing? You create what you believe in. Believe in Christ. Always remember this, that prayer is your lifeline to God. Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, men ought to always pray and don't faint. Don't lose heart in this hour that we are living in. Always pray. Pray without ceasing, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:17, in the morning, noontime, at night. Pray when things are going good and when it's not going so good. Prayer is essential and loud. Prayer is a two-way communication. We pray to God and we listen for the answer. And once the answer comes, we obey what the word says, what he says, and we do it quickly. 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is essential for us to speak forth God's word, because the kingdom of God, hallelujah, will react as we activate, hallelujah, activate by speaking God's word. His word has creative power. His word is like a hammer breaking things into pieces. His word is anointed. The anointed word of God will cause things to change. The anointed word of God will help us in this hour that we are living in 2023. So child of God, decree a thing and God will establish it, especially for you. Again, we are reminded in Amos 3:3, can two walk together except that they be agreed? Yes, we are reminded, for an example, when we look at the life of Job, in Job 22, verse 21 through 23, and also in Job 22, verse 27 and 28. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Job's friends came to visit Job when they found out what happened, the tragedy that took place within his life, how Job, a mighty man of God, who was rich a mighty man of God would accumulate livestock and wealth in his life. A man of God that would pray daily for him and his family, especially his children. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Job was recommended by God to the devil. The devil came and approached God one day. Hallelujah, him and the sons of men. And he had a conversation with God. And God told him, Satan, have you considered my servant Job, how he loves me? And Satan challenged God to remove his head of protection over Job's life. Job, in a 24-hour period, in 4 different incidents, lost his children, his livestock, his place in society. He lost it all. And 4 of the servants in each event came back to give him the negative report of what happened to his household, to his livestock, what happened to everything that he had accumulated. Then we drop down here when it says in Job 22, verse 21 through 23, where his friend, Eliphaz encouraged Job to come out of the situation he was in, tore from the flow up. In these scriptures that I'm getting ready to share, Eliphaz came and encouraged Job to repent and to make peace with God. Job 22, verse 21 through 23 says, acquaint now thyself with God and be at peace thereby. Good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from my mouth, from his mouth, and lay up his word in thy heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, thou shalt put away iniquity, fall from thy dwelling place. Here Eliphaz was helping Job out to come to realize that the condition he found himself in, that he was able to come out of it once he repent. Bible says in 1 John 1 9, that we confess our sins to God. He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that sits high and look low, the God that has all power in his hand, he's willing to forgive you. He's willing to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But we must come to him, humbling ourselves underneath his mighty hand, realizing that we're all covered with flesh, and in flesh we are liable to sin. So as a born-again believer, follower of Christ, we have to come to God just like we are. Come to him. Ask him to forgive us. Ask him to be with us. Bible says in Hebrew 13, verse 5, the B clause of the verse, God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And here in Job 22, verse 27 and 28, it said, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is important to repent before God. It is important to make a 180-degree turn. It is important that once we do this, that we, after we repent, that we make a confession of faith and a belief. According to Romans 10:13, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 says, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in our heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead. For with our heart we believe on righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. So thou shalt, hallelujah, after you repent, hear Job, a man of God, he paid his vows that he vowed before God. And after he did that, he was able to decree a thing, and God shall establish it in his life, and the light shall shine upon his way. Also well reminded in Psalms 37, verse 4, it said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thine heart. My brothers and sisters in Christ, it is time in 2023 that you, as a born-again believer of Christ, to decree a thing, and God will establish it unto you. We must do this by faith. In other words, Hebrews 11:1 says, and now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we must seek him while we may be found. We must seek him while he may be found. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. So we must seek the Lord while he may be found. As we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. Oh, what a blessing to know that the God that had, that the God of the universe, hallelujah, he knows us by name. The God of the universe has made it possible that we as born-again believers of Christ, that with the Holy Spirit, knowing that if Christ abide in us, as we abide in him, he abide in us. And the word that we speak under the unction of the Holy Spirit, by being filled by the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that lifted Jesus from the dead is the same Spirit that we can speak out with words, hallelujah, filled with faith, faith-filled words that will create in our lives, create victory in all areas of our lives in 2023. So delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Delight means to have pleasure in. Hallelujah. So child of God, always remember this, that this world that we live in can never satisfy your deepest longing. But if you choose to delight yourself in God, in God's way, God will always provide above and beyond your expectation. God will do it for you. What a blessing to know. It is vital to speak into God's word that has created power in it. Again, we are reminded here in the book of Amos 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? It takes two. The Bible says if any two of us come in agreement, as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must delight ourselves in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Thou shalt decree a thing, and God will establish it for you. Yes, child of God, this world that we live in on planet Earth in 2023, it can never satisfy your deepest longing. But if you choose to delight, if you choose to have pleasure in God's ways, he will always provide above and beyond your expectations. Yes, believer in Christ, like Job, if you return to God and submit totally to him by humbling yourself before him, you will be built up and restored. If you remove all unrighteousness far from your life, yes, child of God, you will pray to God, and he will hear you. It is so important that if we sin, to repent immediately. Don't put it off. You know where you are in the Lord. You know when you're right with him, as well as when you're not. You know, and God knows. And that's what matters in 2023. Remember the scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, to pray without ceasing, not always audibly or out loud, but we must be conscious of the fact to be prayerful as we go about our daily routine each and every day of our lives. So, beloved, in 2023, have you ever decreed anything and it came to pass? Yes. So therefore, child of God, you are encouraged to decree a thing, and God will establish it unto you. It must be done by faith, and you must be confident on the fact that when you speak it, there's no doubt, no fear or unbelief inside your heart. As the Bible says here in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power of love and of a sound mind. So people of God, a decree, again, it is an official command that has the backing of the full force of the law. And it is established to put something on a permanent foundation. So when believers in Christ, followers of Jesus, as we decree a thing, we have the full backing of God. And it is on a permanent basis. So, beloved, when we as God's people decree things, we establish the will of God on the earth for our lives, so that it will be as if it was spoken in heaven. So, child of God, for you to decree, child of God, hallelujah, by What a blessing to know for yourself that God can work in your behalf. So, believer in Christ, decreeing God's word is to engage the backing of God himself, which is the highest authority, both in the spiritual realm as well as in the physical realm. People of God, a question may be asked. How do I qualify to use this authority? Well, the first thing that you must do is repent of your sin. Become a born-again believer of Christ. Then you are qualified to speak God's word. And God's word will be backed up by him. Yes, believer of Christ, this is very important, something not to overlook in order for God to work in your behalf. You see, once you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and be filled with the Holy Spirit, it is the beginning of transformation. God will, in your behalf, in his favor, in mercy, God will translate you into the kingdom of his son Jesus and will position you to use that authority in order to decree things in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are reminded of what Romans 6, verse 23 says. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Another way that we must do in order to have God's backing by decreeing the thing, we must keep away from unrighteous acts. Hallelujah. Because we know unrighteousness in God's eyes, God will not look upon it. Anything that's not of God, anything that is unright, is considered a sin in the eyes of God. So we as God's children must shy away from every form of evil. Yes, beloved, sin is what separates us from God. And we cannot have his backing when we are not within his territory. That's why Psalms 91 verse 1 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So you as God's children, as God's child, must keep away from iniquity, from wickedness, from sin, so that you might keep away from iniquity in order to exercise that authority in decreeing God's word with creative power over your life. Yes, if we do sin as a born-again believer of Christ, we can come to the place, again, what 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, child of God, you are not to deny your sin, but rather to confess them before God. Because what it does is opens the door for his forgiveness and cleansing light to purify your heart and soul. Yes, beloved, another thing you must do in 2023 is to make God your treasure. Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Here we are reminded in the book of Matthew, verse 22, excuse me, verse 21. It says, also it will make you delight yourself in the Lord, and this will cause you to spend time in God's word and speak it out, because the word of God is what God has already established. So it's vital, it's important, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Where is your treasure in 2023? Is your, the Bible says, out of a good man's heart, good will come. Out of an evil man's heart, evil will proceed. We must come to a place in life and make a decision that my mind is made up, my heart is fixed on the things of God in 2023. So believer in Christ, always be mindful of the fact that if God be for you, who or what can be against you? Another thing that we must do in 2023 is always to be prayerful, always to get in our secret closet and pray to the Lord. You see, child of God, in prayer, you are consumed. You are talking with God the Father, and you register your voice with him in the spiritual realm. That's why it's so important for us to speak God's word over our lives. As we speak God's word, which is a living word, which is a powerful word, it will break yokes off our lives. So, beloved, when God hears you in prayer, you can decree a thing, and he will hear you, and he will establish it for you. So truly, believer in Christ, the spiritual realm must hear your voice ahead of the physical realm. Everything first happened in the spirit, and then it's being manifested itself in the flesh. The Bible says every good and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variableness or shadow of turning. So, child of God, spending time in prayer unto God will equip and qualify you to speak the word of God, and it will, it shall come to pass in your life in 2023. Remember this. When you decree a thing, the light of God's favor, the light of God's favor will shine on your path and establish it. So God's favor is the catalyst that initiates, begin or start the establishment of the decreed word. So people of God, here is an example of a man of God that decreed a thing, and it came to pass. Elijah in James 5, verse 16 and 18. It said Elijah was a man with a natural light, with a natural life like ours. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it rained not on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And then it says, and he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Also, when we look at the Apostle Paul, this man of God was one given to prayer, whose voice was registered with God. And the Lord always establish his decree. Truly, brothers and sisters in Christ, when your mouth, when you speak the word of God and you decree a thing, God will establish it unto you. And when you understand and you believe and exercise this truth, your life will be with the Lord ordained for you from the beginning. Remember what I said earlier? You have not chosen God, but God have chose you that you would go forth and bring forth fruit, and it shall remain. Hallelujah. So brothers and sisters in Christ, this is very important in 2023 for you to decree God's word. When you decree God's word, you will enjoy peace, success, joy, and victory over the enemy, the devil, the one that come to kill, to steal, and to destroy, the one that is the enemy of our soul, the one that tries to stop you and block you. But I stop by to let you know, Jesus said in John 10:10, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice. He said in his word that in John 10:10, he come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said we may have life and have it more abundantly. That's the type of God that we serve. So therefore, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us position ourselves for God's backing and never fail to decree his word over our lives at any time. May God bless you real good in 2023. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve is awesome. The God that we serve, he is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. Yes, Job, when you read chapter 1 and chapter 2, you'll find out that Job's friends came to accuse him when they first heard. But after a while, God worked it out in Job's favor. Job was plagued with balls on his body, where his wife told him to curse God and die. But Job held on to his integrity, even though everything he was going through. Bible says, count it all joy when you go through diverse temptation or various trials in your life, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a good work in your life as well as mine. Because through patience and endurance, we will overcome. We will get what God has in store for us. Yes, in 2023, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Yes, beloved, it is vital and important to understand in 2023 that the God that we serve, he's ready, he's willing, and he's able to meet our each and every need. To meet our each and every need in our lives. So keep on decreeing God's word over your life on a daily basis. And God in return will establish it unto you in 2023. Yes, the God that we serve, he is a good God. He is a God that sits high, but look low. He's a God that knows all by name, the very hairs on our head as we bring this message to a close before we end it up. I want to ask you, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you may be tore from the floor. You may have gone in life, hidden every time you turn is a roadblock, a brick wall. You must come to that place of realizing that you are a sinner, of realizing you need God's help on a spiritual basis. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." It's just a matter of acknowledging that you are a sinner, acknowledging that you need God to intervene in your life. Jesus has already created the way for us. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the one that is able to help us to see us through. Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, he's a set example for us to follow. Bible says that if we make a confession of faith with our mouth and believe in our heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, thou shall be saved. For with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. From this day forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Hallelujah. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised in our lives in 2023. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, everyone underneath the sound of my voice, if you would like to get in contact with us, hallelujah, you can reach us at Dudley or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can reach Lisa or Dudley Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. May God keep you. May God bless you. Have a safe, blessed night. Until we meet again, God willing, on this Friday at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. May God bless you real good in 2023. God bless. Good night.